We are reading from the writings of Rabash, the article, explanation of the article, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're continuing from the title, the line, and the coupling by striking. The study materials are on our websites. So, the writings of Rabash, explanation to the article, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Continuing from the title, the line and the coupling by striking. Thus far, we have discussed three states. One, the will to receive that was created in the world of Ein Sof and received all the light. Two, in the world of restriction, it became apparent that the will to receive must be corrected for the purpose of decoration. Three, in the line, it is apparent that the vessel must be corrected due to the deficiency. Otherwise, the light does not expand to it. Again, from the title, the line and the coupling by striking. Thus far, we have discussed three states. One, the will to receive that was created in the world of Ein Sof and received all the light. Two, in the world of restriction, it became apparent that the will to receive must be corrected for the purpose of decoration. Three, in the line it is apparent that the vessel must be corrected due to the deficiency. Otherwise, the light does not expand to it. Now, we shall speak of the line. We have already learned that the line has above and below an importance. Since Malchut of the line was forbidden to receive, because she is regarded as receiving in order to receive. The rule is that in all the degrees, Malchut's name was not changed, and it is receiving in order to receive. And her light is reflected light, meaning she wishes to bestow upon the Upper One. When the light was extended to Malchut, she made a coupling by striking, a screen which implies ending the light and making calculations. For example, she assumed that she could receive only 20% of the light in order to bestow. Hence, she decided to clothe only that much light. However, she felt that there was too much pleasure in the remaining 80%. And if she were to receive it, it would be in order to receive. She decided not to receive that part of the light. So what is the difference between a restriction and a screen? A restriction occurs through choice, as we learned that Malchut had all the light, and she chose to not receive it. A screen is the domination of the upper light of the upper one on it. Thus, even if the lower one wished to receive, the upper one would not let it. The meaning of the term coupling by striking is as follows. In corporeality, it sometimes happens that when people disagree, they strike one another. In spirituality, when two things contradict one another, it is considered that they strike one another. What is a dispute? The upper one who wishes to do good to his creations awakens in the lower ones a desire to receive all the light. But the lower one wishes the contrary, to equalize its form, and hence does not wish to receive at all. This is the striking that takes place between the upper one and the lower one. In the end, they equalize with one another and create a union and a coupling between them. In other words, the lower one receives the light as the upper one wishes, but only as much of it as it can receive in order to bestow, as the lower one wishes. Thus, there are two things here. One, equivalence of form, and two, reception of the light. However, the coupling is possible only if a striking preceded it. Since without the striking, and with the lower one's desire to receive the light, this would be oppositeness and separation from the Creator. This process of coupling by striking is called Rosh, a head. A Rosh means root, a potential, which needs a process of realization. The Rosh exists because of the existence of a Sof, a prohibition on reception. Hence, Malchut is compelled to calculate, which is called a Rosh, preceding the actual reception. Accordingly, we can understand the words of the Ari in the beginning of the study of the Ten Sefirot. Behold, that before the emanations were emanated, and the creatures were created, etc., and there was no such part as a head, rosh, or an end. This is because in Ein Sof, there was still no prohibition on receiving. Hence, it immediately received it. But now that an end was made, we should distinguish between the Rosh, which is the potential, and the Guf, which is the realization. And afterwards, she receives in practice, meaning the 20% that she receives in order to bestow, are called Toch, interior of the degree. And the place of the expansion of the light is called from the Peh, mouth, to the Tabul. The Malchut of Toch stands at the Tabul and says, what I receive from here on, meaning the 80%, will be in order to receive. Hence, I do not want to receive, so I will not be separated. Thus, the light departs. And this discernment is called the Sof of the degree.
Ken.
Yes.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Chaverim.
Good morning, friends. Why does he divide it to 20 and 80%?
It seemed to him to be seemingly closer to the truth, but the actual truth is that it's much, much less than that. It's a thin line. The amount that the Rosh is able to calculate how to receive in order to bestow and then to in practice to receive in order to bestow from the pen below. I don't know how much of that, but it's a very thin line he writes about it.
So it's supposedly less than 20?
Of course, of course.
And where should we aspire towards?
We need to join such actions and help the general will desire to receive, so be able to receive more and more in order to bestow. And in this way, to expand until it becomes a circle.
He asks a question here, what's the difference between a restriction and a screen? And he says that the restriction was from choice, as we've learned, and the screen is a domination of the upper one on it. What does it mean that the screen is a domination of the upper one on it? It seems like a calculation from the lower one.
No, but it's all according to the information that the upper one is giving him. The upper one lowers the data down to him, and he just makes a calculation, and he's built in this way.
I don't understand. There's a light that comes down. We restricted it.
Yes.
And then also he says, and then Malchut calculates and says, up to here I can receive, and if I kept receiving, I'll receive in order to receive, so she doesn't want that.
Yes.
So what's the domination of the upper one? It's the lower one deciding.
I don't quite understand the control of the lower one. When will you have the control of the lower one?
The calculation in the screen, which is the Rosh. Is that a calculation of the lower one or of the upper one?
Of course, the upper one. What can the lower one do? What does he understand even? According to which Roshimot records does he exist? What is he calculating, actually?
So, the lower one, the screen isn't of the lower one, it's of the upper one. Maybe I don't get something. There's the partzuf. The Patsuf has Rosh Toch Sof. And at the Peh, we always learn that there's a screen. That screen, is that something that belongs to the upper one, not to the lower one?
It belongs to the lower one, but the calculations are according to what what the lower one lowers into him for calculation.
Who's performing the calculation? The lower one or the upper one? Who is making this decision? I'll receive, I'll stop, I'll get more maybe?
The lower one.
So I don't understand. So I'm going back to the first question. Why is he saying that the screen is the domination of the upper one?
The domination of the upper one on the lower one. According to the data, the upper one lowers the data to the lower one. Accordingly, the lower one decides.
So the lower one is teaching or giving the lower one the understanding that if he receives from here on, that'll be in order to receive. And then the lower one receives that information and works according to it.
Yes.
So in the screen, actually, there is no choice of the lower one. There's only calculation like dealers. Up to here I can, from here I can't. That's it?
Yes.
Thank you. So why during the shattering or before the shattering the upper one didn't calculate correctly?
Of course the upper one didn't miscalculate it.
There can be that the upper one makes a mistake?
Intentionally.
Oh, intentionally.
Yes.
What
does it mean that the desire of the lower one is clothed on the upper one's desire? That he's clothing the light.
The desire of the lower one rises and clothes the light that's in the upper one in order to calculate how you can receive it in order to bestow.
Yeah.
So the action of clothing in the Rosh, it's not reception yet.
Oh, not yet.
Can I ask you another one? It's written that the reality of the Rosh is because there is a Sof that he can't receive. What does that mean?
In the Rosh, you have the root for Rosh Toch Sof, receiving the light as much as possible and according to how much is forbidden. And what's happening later, but first of all, what you cannot receive, this is all in the Rosh.
He says that it's because there's the Sof, so on behalf of the vessel, it's a disconnection from the light.
Let's say it's a disconnection, it's the end, the Sof, the end of the receiving of the light in order to bestow.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Again.
Rav, he writes that there's a dispute between the upper one and the lower one. That the upper one wants to do good to the created beings. That's why he's giving the lower one a desire to get all the light, and the desire that wants to advance and bestow, he's rejecting it. He wants to equalize to the upper one. He can't receive the light because then he'll stop the connection. At this point, is that called the striking, what he writes? That he's striking on the upper light and sending it back?
Yes, this is striking.
So when does the striking become a coupling of striking?
When he decides to receive something out of it, then from the striking, it becomes a coupling.
So striking is only on the relative part?
Yes.
Only on the relative part he can receive it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No.
In order to understand the text in the mind, does that contradict understanding it in your feeling?
Not necessarily contradictory. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends on the state a person is in.
Is there a way to know when it's contradicting and when isn't?
Check it and see.
Ita one.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. The question is regarding Malchut of Toch. How does receive that more than what the light gives cannot receive this 80% cannot receive it, and yet there is no breaking, it doesn't know the consequences. How does it feel that this is the limit that she can receive?
It
examines, it performs a meticulous calculation on how much it can receive and enjoy the reception in order to bestow, since through that there is adhesion in the Creator, in the upper one. And what's happening with the rest that she refuses to receive? That's also because in this way she remains in adhesion with the upper one, except by not receiving.
Rav,
how if she received more, there is a distance? When did she feel this connection? When did she acquire this reshimot?
It's
not clear. Translate again.
Repeat, please, your question.
When Malkut in the Toch receives the information that there is a disconnection, where was this disconnection registered? How did she know that with this 80% of the light there will be a disconnection between the Creator and Malkut?
Clear?
מאיפה המלכות
זה הכל בא מהחשבון על 20%.
It all comes from the calculation on the, that 20%.
כי כל האור שמגיע הוא מגיע
לכל האור. Because the light that comes comes to the entire desire, and that light is divided then into 20-80. So from that she understands how much to receive and why, and where it does not receive and how much and why. Her decision in the Osh divides the desire in the goof into two parts. What can be filled, which is from Peh to the Tabu, and what cannot be filled, which is from Tabu to Siyum.
Ken.
רציתי גם לשאול קודם, שכחתי,
I also wanted to ask, I forgot, what's the difference between striking and reflected light?
The striking is the resistance of the vessel, the screen, to the clothing of the light. And for that reason, the light goes back to the source. So that is the striking. And
reflected light?
Reflected light is what the vessel raises upon the light clothing upon it, and by clothing it she can then receive it in order to bestow.
So the sign for this being a reflected light is that it feels the direct light.
Of course, not only feel it but clothe upon it, receive it. It does everything.
But what's the difference in striking? What does it feel that it knows that now is doing a striking compared to the coupling and reflected light?
That's according to its vessels, if it can receive in order to bestow. So it's a striking and a coupling. If it can only resist, which is also not simple, to resist its coming of the light upon him. So it's only the striking.
Okay, תודה.
Thank you.
בסדר, כן.
אנחנו אומרים שבניית הכוונה זה
צמצום. We say that building the intention is restriction, screen, reflected light.
Yes.
Restriction, we understand it's an action of the lower one, where it says, I am not willing to receive with the previous conditions.
Yeah.
A screen, we said, it's something it receives from the upper one.
Yeah.
Reflected light is an action of the lower one or the upper one, or is it obligated action after I did the calculation?
Reflected light is an action by the lower one that is responding to the direct light that comes to it.
Is there a way for the lower one after to have a screen not to have reflected light? Is there such a thing?
If it can receive in order to bestow.
Yeah, it can.
So obviously it won't do any reflected light. Reflected light, but not in a way that it's rejecting the upper light. He's only rejecting him in order to receive afterwards. It's a different kind of rejection.
Can you clarify this? I didn't get it.
There's a matter of restriction and rejection in the lower one towards the upper light, and there's a matter of rejecting the upper light in order to clothe upon it and receive a part of it from below upward.
This action of clothing, is it obligated? Is it something automatic that's happening? Or is there additional overcoming like the restriction?
It must exist if the lower one wants to receive the upper one.
So
the only action, if I understood correctly, in this process, that is a choice of the lower one, is a restriction.
Yes.
No.
Rav, lama hakol matkhil?
why everything begins with the purifying of the screen. The emanation of the Pratsuf continues with the coupling and striking in the corrected screen and ends with the striking of the surrounding in the inner light. Why is it? It's different ways of the light contacting the vessel, which is the will to,
thank
the
you.
Light is to bestow.
Thank you, thank you. The point of restriction is the first point where there's equivalence between the Creator and the created being.
Yes.
It's the first time that we come to some equivalence of form. But we also said that the restriction of the created being is a result of shame.
Well,
there's no shame of the Creator relative to the created being. What is the intention of the created being with the restriction? Why does he restrict himself? Is it because he wants to resemble the Creator, or because he's making a calculation regarding his shame?
The created being calculates and restricts himself because the Creator bestows and the created being is a receiver. And the gap between them is infinite. Infinite. They're opposite. That's why the created being performs a restriction. He doesn't want to be in a communication. He doesn't want to be in, how do I say it, in such a calculation.
But
again, his calculation with himself or relative to the Creator? I'm trying to understand. What's the difference between such a calculation and any other egoistic calculation? I'm checking myself. It's again about me. I'm different than him, and then that's why I don't receive. But I don't have an actual attitude towards him.
You are opposite than him. That's why nothing will help you. No action will help. Also to receive, also to bestow, whatever you want, you can't. The state says that you're opposite of the Creator, and for that reason, you can't be together in any way.
I'm
looking for a point where he wants to do something for his sake and not a calculation for himself. There's something inside I can't get.
Okay, think. Yep.
Rabash writes that in the line there is a higher and lower in importance.
Yeah.
We said in the previous article that we made this calculation throughout the article that a person discovers he lacks importance, but he has at least an attitude toward the fact that he lacks importance. How from that we get to the point of restriction? There's spirituality somewhere up above. I am here down below. And I discover that I lack the necessary importance for spirituality.
Yeah.
How from this I come to restriction? What am I restricting? This calculation?
I don't know how you came to the state that you don't care about spirituality.
I see in practice, that's what they revealed to me.
Because you don't know what it is.
Right?
So,
but how from that I begin to come closer. Even though I don't know what it is, they reveal to me from within. They're showing me you have no importance for spirituality. You have to think of the friends, you have to love them, you have to invest in them. You can't do it.
Correct. But you can perform a correction upon yourself. And then after the correction, you will be able to do these actions.
No.
And so perform a correction. So,
but how can I make a correction if what I discover is opposite? What is the correction? My attitude?
The correction is the screen. What are you looking at me?
My question is about the restriction. What's it called? A world. Does it include the Rosh, the Toch, the Sof?
Because it reveals the desire of the lower one, which is called the world of the lower one. It reveals it in a new way. And has no Sof. It runs throughout the entire line. It will always exist, of course. From the beginning of the Partsuf till the end. The restriction is on the whole Partsuf. Okay? Okay. French.
Dans la frappe, est-ce que l'inférieur souffre, ou peut-être le supérieur, ou au contraire, ils prennent du plaisir?
If you don't translate how I understand. English, please.
In the strike, does the inferior suffer, or maybe the superior suffers, or maybe they take pleasure?
There still is no pleasure, and we can't even discuss the suffering because it's just a lack of the agreement between one another. It's two laws of nature that strike each other. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда творение делает сокращение, чтобы не получать, как оно дальше?
When the created being performs this action of not receiving, how can he take the creator as a partner later? Because it's written that the screen is a domination of the upper one on him. How do you take the creator as a partner in order to continue to build it?
We'll learn about it. Kiev 3.
Скажите, пожалуйста, те вещи, которые тут описываются, зевук ДК и эти
расчеты. The things that he's describing here, coupling and striking and the calculations of how much to receive, how much not to receive, is it related to our work in the 10 whatsoever, or is it only for the future?
I hope that it's work in the near future.
Ну вот звук ДК я могу как-то приблизительно представить там, где.
Let's say coupling and striking. I can somehow imagine it where opposite qualities of me and the friend they clash. But the calculation of how much to receive, how much not to receive, how is it right to even feel what am I receiving?
We'll learn about it in the structure of the Potsuf. When the desire will make a Potsuf of itself, meaning will be able to calculate exactly in which way to be connected to the upper one, to the bestower, and how the Potsuf can receive from the upper one, from the bestower, and in this way bestow back to him, meaning to receive in a way that the upper one will feel that is done, it is done for him, for his sake.
откуда и как мы берем силы.
Then we'll be able to calculate from where and how to take forces. Imagine a child that wants to receive for the sake of his mother and is asking and forced for forces of calculation, forces of desire in order to understand and receive for her sake.
I wish
to imagine it and investigate it, but I don't even understand what am I receiving.
Receive pleasure, no matter which, it's pleasure. And you want in your action to give it to the Upper One, to give Him pleasure of yourself, of your action. Imagine yourself as a baby. The mother gives you a spoon of porridge, and you receive it, and how you feel from what you're receiving, her part and your part, and how the both of you, by you receiving that light from her, that porridge, how by that you enter the coupling with the Upper One. But the coupling has to be by striking, meaning that first there's a resistance, a calculation, and then a connection and receiving the light in order to bestow.
Последнее, можно уточнить? Вот, то есть речь идет только о наслаждениях, эти расчеты только о наслаждениях.
It speaks only of pleasures. The calculations are about that. When I feel the pleasure, then I make a calculation on it.
То есть когда нету наслаждения, тут...
Yes, you feel that she is the pleasure.
So when there's no pleasure, we're not talking about it yet, right?
Turkey 2.
Why do we need to separate Rosh and Guf in this system?
Because also for us there's a difference between what we decide and what we perform, what we implement. The thought, the calculation, that's still not called an action. It's only an action in potential and not in practice. In practice, that's realization.
PT6. What comes first, equivalence of form or restriction?
The restriction is an action. What action did it come from? Answer.
From receiving the light, and he's feeling shame.
Meaning,
is that bestowing?
So it's a flawed action. First there's a calculation, and then the correct action.
USA, San Francisco.
Yes, thank you, Rav. M7 and USA San Francisco are together tonight. So, Rav, I want to ask you, the Rosh is the calculation, is the potential, and the Guf is the realization. What's the role of the Sof besides the departing light?
The Sof remains empty to the extent that it can't receive in order to bestow. From the pe until the siyum of the paltzuf, that's the whole desire where it can receive in order to bestow. That's from pe to the tabul, wherever it can receive in order to bestow. It's a desire from tabul till the siyum. And the Rosh is what decides how to divide the Potsuf into the Toch and the Sof.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rav.
Ken.
What's the difference between striking and restriction? The difference between striking and restriction is a difference. The striking is when they knock against each other. And the restriction is that the will to receive restricts itself.
Ken.
So it turns out that coupling and striking is measuring the amount of light that comes from the Creator,
Ken.
Which is the reason for the calculation. Yeah.
No.
In effect, from the moment he receives the light, it takes him a little bit of time to make the calculation. Yeah. So what is happening in this little period of time? There's no time in spirituality. It's instantaneous. But he feels like it's not doing it. He feels that from the moment he received the light, there's a decision.
Ken.
In the previous lesson, we learned that the ten sfiot of the igulim receive the light from the kav, from the line. It's that 20% that he receives down to tabor that goes to the ten sfiot of igulim. No, the circles are a complete different calculation. Let go of them, don't get confused. We're only in the line right now. Yes. The line are sfiot with screens. Circles are sfirot without a screen. Right before the end of the lesson, we wanted to update everyone about the Congress. Please. We wanted to update everyone, our whole world, Kli, about the World Kabbalah Convention, October 2023. It's called Opening the Heart. The Congress will take place for 2 days, over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st. Maybe now it's an opportunity to say, well, first of all, about the topics of the lessons. This Congress is going to revolve around the topics of our lives, our heart, our common heart, how much we want to open it, expand it, make room for the revelation of the Creator between us. The lessons of the topic, you can see it on the screens. The first one is going to work on that mainly, the work is mainly in the heart. The second lesson is connecting as one man with one heart. The third lesson, overcoming the burdening of the heart. And lesson four, a prayer from the bottom of the heart. The main motive here is opening the heart. We want to update everyone that the study material is prepared. It's right now being translated and soon it will be on the Congress website.
Yesterday,
the official registration is opened. It's on the website convention.kli.one. If you could put the website on the screen now. Convention.kli.one. There are already above 36 countries have already registered. There are a few big delegations that we already see from Kazakhstan, 21 friends, from Russia, 29, from Turkey, 27, from the U.S., 15, and examples of more countries that people are coming from, Ecuador, Chile, Canada, Bulgaria,
Italy,
13 friends and more, it's only the beginning. The days that we're going to host here in the center are going to be from the 28th of September, that's a Thursday, until October 2nd, which is Monday. Those are the days we're hosting here at the center, and obviously we're going to take care of everything. From the moment the friends will land in Israel, we will be waiting in the airport to bring them to the center. They'll have meals, content, yeshivot chaverim, special lessons with Rav, meals, everything, endless abundance. Nobody will be lacking anything. And let's hear another update for the efforts of friends.
First of all, I'm impressed. I'm excited about seeing the efficiency of the friends from the world clear to come here. And for us, it's relatively easy. We're in Petah Tikva, the Israeli clear, everyone's coming and everything. But I know about many instances, for example, the friends from Togo. There's no Israeli consulate. They have to travel to a neighboring state, Ivory Coast, twice. Apply for a visa and receive the visa, and how much do they lack? How much they want to come here and make such efforts? It's such an emotional example.
We are also making a lot of efforts to prepare the home. So, Ilan, please give an update.
Yes, we are preparing. Even my chair just cracked in anticipation. We are excited about hosting the friends from the World Clean. The center, we are making serious preparations. We tore down walls. We expanded the hall downstairs. We erected walls and put up electric wires. And we're doing so much. Everything is ready. Just come here.
So let's remind you that the registration is now open. It opened yesterday, and we in PT 36. The moment it opened, we all signed up, we paid. We jumped on that treasure, and not only us, we heard in the preparation that Hebrew 10 of all signed up. Also PT 3, so we're not so special. So we're inviting all 10s to sign up. It's already a preparation for the Congress. It prepares us inside for this great spiritual state. So whoever has any more questions can enter the website of the Congress, convention.cli.one. There, the study materials will be waiting, the songs, details about the hosting, about the Congress itself, the schedule. You can send questions and get answers about any topic you want, and we'll keep updating more and more. Maybe before that, Rav, if we're already a month before it, before the Congress, what is the best preparation for us?
I would love to see the schedule. The schedule of the lessons, the topics of the lessons. That's the most important for me. What to prepare for, how to convey it in the best possible way, that's close, that's comfortable, that's moving. That's what we have to do.
We'll send it to you and get ready, but how can we as a world can really prepare for this Congress that will even give you this ability to pass it on?
I think that everything is in your hands. And I would love to participate in everything that you decide to do.
The main topic of the Congress is opening the heart. And we see that we're investing our whole life on an action that is supposedly the closest to you, but the most difficult. So how can we really use all these moments of our life to really succeed to open the heart?
It only depends on the friends. A person by himself has almost no control over it. No control, you can say. Only the friends that surround him, support him, pressure him on all sides. He loses his mind and his feeling, his own mind and his own feeling, and they obligate him to take upon himself the work in the line.
How can a person devote himself to the friends so they'll open his heart? How can you do such an action?
I simply relieve myself from all of my internal inhibitions. I want everything to be devoted to the society. There's nothing more to do.
If the heart won't open, so what will happen to man, if anything?
If the heart won't open, a person remains a beast. And we have to prepare ourselves with anticipation, fear that the responsibility that the heart will open.
So what do you do in such a state if the heart doesn't open? You remain a beast and you can't open the heart and only the friends can open the heart for you. So you're up in the air.
Yes, it's good. But you have to let yourself go, deliver yourself to the hands of the friends. Just like that, lose yourself in them.
Can we get to this Congress with an open heart to prepare ourselves the next month? And
I think so. I think that everyone understands what has to be done. We feel there are many who feel it, and there are those who are ready in the heart and mind.
And in the Congress itself, what is the force of the Congress? What can it do to our heart?
Oh, it's a huge force. This is what's actually working on us. Why do we come to the Congress? In order to place ourselves under the influence of the upper light that's exists in the connection between us and allows each and every one to leave his individual place and get incorporated in that common vessel. And there are those who can come to it, so that's great. And there are those who cannot come here physically, but can be connected with us through our communication lines, and it works on them as well.
So you say whoever is already ready in mind and heart to the state, but what to do if someone isn't ready yet? How to prepare ourselves more in order to just squeeze the maximum spirituality out of this Congress?
Throw your hands up and deliver yourself to the power of the general society. I think it'll work out. I think we are ready for it and it'll happen.
Amen.
Amen.
And
an update on the gathering of friends as preparation for the Congress. Michael from ITA 4.
ITA 4.
ITA 4.
Okay,
we'll say that we have a gathering of friends as preparation for the Congress. Physical gathering of friends here, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Everyone's invited, men, women from the world, from the Israeli Kli, August 27th here, 6:30 p.m. in the event hall in Petah Tikva and in the Arvut system, opening the hearts, we're starting the official preparation. And as we heard, the registration is open to the World Kabbalah Convention, opening the hearts. Details at convention.kli.1. Our broadcast schedule for today, Friday, we're going down to the hummus meal at noon, the afternoon lesson, live, and 2:30 p.m. the Friday meal and a song.
Vamos hermanos, cantemos unidos.
Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón.